弟兄姊妹们平安。
Peace to you, brothers and sisters.
感谢主，这个早晨我们能够一起来思想神他对我们每一个人的心意。
We thank the Lord that this morning together we can seek His will for all of us.
我们在过去几个主日的时间，
In the past several Sundays,
主也借着弟兄们谈到神家的复兴。
That the Lord has discussed and shared with us about His revival.
愿主在我们当中兴起他复兴的工作。
And we pray that indeed He would revive His work among us.
所以我们不但谈到我们做父母的，我们需要神的恩典。
And of course, when we talk about how as parents we need God's grace,
我们思想我们的儿女们。他们的被复兴也需要神的恩典。
And as we consider our children, how they also need God's grace as well.
所以这个早晨，我有一个负担，来交通到有关神在我们圣徒身上他要做的工作。
And so this morning, I'd like to share about some of what God is to do in His saints.
所以我的题目是启示、长进、服事。
And so my topic today is revelation, growth, and service.
请弟兄姊妹打开启示录二十一章。
So shall we first turn to the book of Revelation, chapter 21?
启示录二十一章第九节和第十节。
Revelation 21, verse 9 and 10.
在这里讲到拿着七个经文盛满末后七灾的七位天使中有一位来对我说你到这里来我要将心腹就是羔羊的妻子给你看我被圣灵感动天使就带我到一座高大的山将那由神那里从天而降的圣城耶路撒冷指示我
Then one of the seven angels who had the seven bowls full of the seven last plagues came and spoke with me, saying, Come here, and I will show you the bride, the wife of the Lamb. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain, and showed me the holy city, Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God.
所以我们常常在思想一个问题。
Oftentimes we consider this question.
这宇宙万物创造的主。
The God, the creator of all the heavens and the universe.
这全丰全足全知全能的主。
This almighty, omniscient and omnipresent Lord.
这样的一位主，宇宙万物的主宰，他有没有需要？
This Lord, this God of all creation, does he have any need?
如果我们要思想他有没有需要的时候，我们就要从圣经来看他有没有需要，他的需要在哪里。
And so if we are to consider this question of whether or not he has any need, we need to look starting from his word.
事实上我们的主在圣经1189章里面圣经的前三章就提到这件事情。
And actually the Bible in the very beginning, first three chapters of all the 1000 some chapters of the Bible, he already mentions it.
神已经把这个对他要做的事情打了非常重要的根基。
He has already taken note of what the work he must do.
创世纪一章二十六节。
In Genesis 1:26,
你非常熟悉的经节，神说：“我们要照着我们的形象，按着我们的样式造人。”
God has said, "Let us make man in our image, according to our likeness."
所以在宇宙万物间，我们来思想神所创造的。两类最重要的受造物，一类受造物是人，一类受造物是天使。
And so we know that in all of God's creation, that He has created man as well as angels.
所以当天使显现的时候，经常是洁白、有能力。
And so oftentimes when we read of the angels in the Bible, they are gleaming white and they are full of power.
除了那些堕落的天使以外
，apart from those who had fallen.
但是我们仔细去思想圣经的时候我们就看见一件事情在神宇宙万物的创造之中人的地位人在他心中的重要性远超过天使
However, we do know that when we consider God in his creation, man is far more important to God than the angels.
所以希伯来书说天使是服役的灵，为蒙受救恩的人效力。
We know that in Hebrews that the angels were created in order to serve God.
所以这样看起来，天使是为了服侍基督徒的。
And these are the ministering spirits. They are to serve Christians.
所以神在创世纪的时候，他就打了一个基础。
And so he has already established this foundation in Genesis.
你说万物间只有一类的受造物是照着他的形象，按着他的样式造的。
Only this creation has been created according to his likeness.
我们是唯一这一类的受造物。
We are the ones who are created in his likeness.
为了这件事情，神从一开始一直到永世，他就做这件事情。
And so from the very beginning of time all the way until eternity, he is still doing this work.
他就要成就这件事情。
He wants to accomplish this.
不管我们怎么样去读圣经，66个经节，1189章，神只有一个目的。
And so whether in the 66 books or 1809 chapters, he only has this one goal.
所以我们走到启示录21章第二节和第三节。
So when we come to Revelation 21 verse 2 and 3,
我就不全部念哈。
I won't read it all.
所以这个地方讲到圣城耶路撒冷，新耶路撒冷由天而降。
Here it shows us that the holy city Jerusalem comes down out of the heavens.
这个不属于地的新耶路撒冷由天而降。
This city which does not belong to earth, it comes down out of the heavens.
这个时候神说了。
At this time, God says,
神的帐幕在人间。
That now, God's dwelling is among man.
他要与人同住。
And he wants to dwell among them.
他们要做他的子民，他要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
He is to tabernacle among them, they shall be his people, and God himself will be among them.
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们知道这一点的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we know this point,
必须知道我们在神的眼中有多么珍贵。
We need to know how precious we are in God's eyes.
因为这个关系，神从圣经一开始到圣经结束的时候，
Because of this relationship, from the beginning of the Bible all the way to the very end,
神愿意跟我们说话。
God is willing to speak to us.
他愿意将他自己的心意向我们启示。
He wants to reveal his very thoughts to us.
所以启示录21章我们刚刚所读的这个经节，
And so this passage which we just read in Revelation chapter 21,
在拔摩海岛的使徒约翰，
Apostle John at the island of Patmos.
天使把他带到一座高大的山。
The angel brought him to this great and high mountain.
在这高大的山上，神启示新耶路撒冷。
Here at this great and high mountain, there revealed to him the new city of Jerusalem.
神特别强调，这是从天而降的新耶路撒冷。
And here God is emphasizing that this is a city that comes down out of heaven.
人会堕落，人会失败。
Yes, man will fall, man will fail.
圣经走到第三章，人已经堕落。
We've only reached the third chapter of the entire Bible and man has already fallen.
可是神却在做他的工作。
Yet God is still doing his work.
所以这座山是一个启示。
And so this mountain is a revelation.
他特别强调这是从天而降。
He emphasizes that this comes down out of heaven.
这个地方不再谈我们这被赎的族类。
Here we're not talking about how we are a generation or a people that had fallen.
这个谈新耶路撒冷是从天而降。
This city comes out of heavens.
在基督的救赎里头，这一个新耶路撒冷就是那心腹圣洁没有瑕疵。
In Christ's redemption, this is the new bride that is holy and blameless.
就是那心腹。就是羔羊的妻。
This is the bride of the Lamb.
所以神从最早创世纪开始到启示录22章，神就在做这件工作。
And so God is doing this work starting from Genesis 1 all the way until Revelation 21.
我们弟兄姊妹，我们得救以后，我们要重视什么叫启示。
And so brothers and sisters, after we have been saved, we need to pay attention to what is revelation.
圣经 是一本启示的书。
The book of this Bible, it is a book of revelation.
它就是一本启示的书。
It is a book of revelation.
整个所有基督徒的属灵成长都是启示。
Every growth of every child of God is based on revelation.
我们在基督里长得怎么样，跟我们的启示有绝对的关系。
How we grow in Christ has to do with revelation.
圣经里头当讲到这高山或讲到山的时候，常常讲到神他的旨意。
Oftentimes when the Bible speaks of a mountain or a great and high mountain, it often speaks of revelation.
所以我们弟兄姊妹，我们如果渴慕在属灵上的成长，
And so brothers and sisters, if you desire after growing spiritually,
所以这一点很重要。
This point is important.
我们必须要有启示。
We need to have revelation.
圣经本来是一本封闭的书。
The Bible is a very abundant book.
英文系的学生可以把它读了，考试考过了，学位拿到了，没有折旧。
There are people who may go to seminary, may be able to know and
go to college.
They can understand books very well and graduate and yet not be saved.
为什么这些英文系的学生不会得救？
Why is it that these students of literature would not be saved?
主耶稣生在哪里？
Where was Jesus born?
生在伯利恒都晓得。
He was born in Bethlehem.
但是没有得救。
Yet not saved.
为什么？
Why?
因为圣经本来就是一本封闭的书。
Because the book of the Bible is a closed book.
需要圣灵来开启我们。
We need the Holy Spirit to reveal to us. 所以弟兄姊
妹，我们这个启示非常的重要。
So revelation is very important.
如果你想要在属灵上成长，这个地方启示21章告诉你有一条路。
And so if you want to grow spiritually, Revelation 21 shows that there is a way.
你必须上高山。
You need to go up to the high and mighty mountain.
上高山需要花代价。
If you need to go up to the mountain, there is a price to be paid.
圣经里头讲平原不需要花代价。
When the Bible speaks of the plains, you don't need to pay a price to be there.
圣经讲到高山的时候，他就带着启示。
However, when the Bible speaks of mountains, it brings revelation.
他要告诉你，神有一个永世的计划。
There, God is telling us that He has an eternal plan.
这一个永世的计划是围绕着一群人。
This eternal plan has to do with a group of people.
在这个地方，神有三个高山。
Here, there is three mountains.
这个地方讲到，在启示录这个高山讲到将来神对基督徒永世里的计划。
Here it speaks of what God's plan is for Christians after in eternity.
但是神的启示从西乃山开始。
However, God's plan did begin from Mount Sinai.
第一座山是西乃山。
The very first mountain is Mount Sinai.
在这个地方，神呼召以色列人。
Here is where God called the Israelites.
做他神的子民。
That they are to be his people.
在天下万国间做他的子民。
That among all the nations and all the peoples, they are to be his people.
是一个祭司的国度。
They are to be a kingdom of priests.
是一个圣洁的子民所构成的。
A holy nation.
所以第一个启示在西乃山。
And so the very first revelation is at Mount Sinai.
所以神呼召摩西上西乃山。
And so God called Moses to come up to Mount Sinai.
这个启示预表到我们今天的基督徒。
This revelation also illustrates to us today's Christians.
所以彼得他就这么讲。
And so this is why Peter says,
我们是有君尊的祭司。
That we are a royal priesthood.
是圣洁的国度。
A holy nation.
是属神的子民。
And we are a people of God's own possession.
神在西乃山开始启示他的心意。
And there at Mount Sinai, God began to reveal His heart's desire.
神有他永世的计划，但是在很多的时候，神要我们发代价上高山得到这个启示。
God does have an eternal plan. However, He does desire for us to pay that price so that we can go up to the mountain and receive revelation.
这是第一座山。
This is the first mountain.
第二座山在《申命记》34章。
And the second mountain is in the book of Deuteronomy.
34章。
34.
所以当《申命记》34章神把摩西带到毗湿加山顶。
At in Deuteronomy 34, there God brought Moses to Mount Pisgah.
所以这是第二座山。
This is the second mountain.
神把摩西带到这里的时候，我们来看神怎么说。
And so here, let us see what God said.
我们看《生命记》34章第一节到第四节。
Let's take a look at Deuteronomy chapter 34, verses 1 through 4.
如果我们说启示录21章是神对基督徒永世里的计划。
If in Revelation chapter 1:21 it speaks of God's eternal plan,
那生命记34章就是神对基督徒在地上的计划。
Then Deuteronomy 34 is God's plan for Christians here on earth.
所以我们看生命记34章1到4节。
So let's take a look at Deuteronomy 34 verses 1 through 4.
念一下，摩西从摩押平原登尼波山，上了那与耶利哥相对的庇斯加山顶，耶和华把基列全地直到但拿弗他利全地以法莲马拉西的地犹大全地直到西海南地和中树城耶利哥的平原直到所尔都指给他看。耶和华对他说，这就是我向亚伯拉罕以赛亚各启示应许之地，说必将这地赐给你的后裔。现在我使你眼睛看见，你却不得过到那里去。
Now Moses went up from the plains of Moab to Mount Nebo to the top of Pisgah, which is opposite Jericho. And the Lord showed him all the land, Gilead as far as Dan, and all Naphtali in the land of Ephraim and Manasseh, and all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, and the Negev and the plain in the valley of Jericho, the city of palm trees as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, This is the land which I swore to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, saying, I will give it to your descendants. I have let you see it with your eyes, but you shall not go over there.
所以神把以色列人带出了埃及，
过了红海。So God had brought the Israelites out of Egypt, and they crossed the Red Sea.
到了旷野。
And they entered into the wilderness.
神从来没有要以色列人留在旷野。
God never intended for the Israelites to remain in the wilderness.
在神对基督徒你地上的日子的计划里面，从来没有要你在旷野。
And so in God's plan, as a Christian for you here on earth, God does not want you to remain in the wilderness.
旷野的漂流，基督徒的这荒凉跟基督徒的难处，不是神所要。
God is, He does not desire for Christians to remain in the wilderness and to remain desolate there.
神带以色列人出埃及的时候，只有一个目标。
And so when God, He brought the Israelites out of Egypt, there was one goal.
就是迦南。
And that was Canaan.
所以这个地方我们来看，当我们基督徒得救以后，必须认识神他对我们在地上日子的计划。
And so as a Christian, once you are saved, you need to know God's plan for you as you are living here on earth.
所以很多时候我们讲耶稣基督他的救赎。
Oftentimes we speak of the redemption of Christ.
很多时候我们讲在十字架上那十二点到下午三点十字架上那个赎罪祭。
Oftentimes we do speak of the redemption of our Lord Jesus as he was upon the cross from 12 to 3 o'clock.
利未记第十七章的赎罪祭。
And we speak of the sacrifice that was done in Leviticus.
所以很多时候我们讲这救赎的时候我们的心总是在想神赦免我的罪。
Oftentimes when we think of the cross and his work there, we just think of how he had saved, cleansed us from our sins.
所以当主耶稣在十字架上那三个小时神把他所有的愤怒降在他儿子的身上。
We think of our Lord Jesus upon the cross, that as he was hung on the cross there, God poured out his wrath upon our Lord.
从主耶稣的肋旁流出了两件东西。
And from his side flowed two different things.
一个是宝血。
One is his blood.
一个是水。
And the other was water.
我们太多太多的时候我们重视那个血。
Too often times we emphasize the blood.
因为它解决我们跟神第一个问题。
Yes, it solves our very first problem between us and God.
我们污秽的人跟神生命不一样。
Because us who are filthy men, we in our life, we are different from God.
我们生命的本质根本不一样。
The very nature of our life, the essence and root of our life is different.
神是神圣的神。
He is a holy God.
我们是污秽的人。
And we are filthy men.
我们跟神之间没有路。
Between us and God, there is no road.
有两个鸿沟造成着人跟神之间没有路。
There is two very deep ditches or gaps between us and God that we cannot reach Him.
第一个问题是罪的问题。
The very first problem is the problem of sin.
这个罪我们又称它是罪行，或者说它是罪案。
The sin, oftentimes we call it sinful deeds.
所以主耶稣做的时候，他是用赎的方法把我们赎出来。
And so our Lord Jesus upon the cross, He redeemed us.
这个赎跟宝不一样。
This redemption is very different.
你说有一个人在监狱里，我们现在说我去把他保出来。
Or to claim back that, let's say if a person is in prison, that we are to bail the person out.
花钱就可以把他保出来。
I can bail that person out with money.
我不需要进监狱。
I do not need to enter into jail.
但是我们注意到主耶稣他的赎罪不是保你出监狱。
However, our Lord Jesus' redemption is not simply bailing you out of prison.
他是赎你出监狱。
He redeemed you out of prison.
这个地方告诉你必须有一个人代替另外一个人。
Here it tells us that one person needs to take the place of the other.
我们如果是一个死刑犯。
Let's say that you are a criminal.
我们走向白色大宝座的审判。
And you need to come before the great white throne.
必须有人去把你赎出来。
Somebody needs to go and redeem you out.
必须有人代替你。
Somebody needs to take your place.
所以他代替你的时候，你就可以出来。
So when he takes your place, now you can come out.
这个是赎罪。
This is to be redeemed.
我们基督徒太多的时候，我们强调这个赎罪。
Oftentimes we overemphasize this redemption.
但是我讲了，我们人跟神之间有两个问题。
However, I have said that there are two problems that man has before us,
between us and God. 神之间不但有罪行的问题，还有我们这个人生命的问题。
Not only do we have the problem of sinful deeds, but the very essence of our life is different.
严格的来说，罪行被赦免了。
Honestly speaking, our sinful deeds have been forgiven.
利未记十七章的赎罪祭在你得救那一刻就成就在你我的身上。
The sacrifice has already been accomplished in Leviticus 17 upon the cross.
但是神的救赎更重要的不只是赎我们的罪行。
However, in His redemption, it is not merely to save you from your sinful deeds.
神要赎我们的生命的本质。
He wants to redeem the very nature of your life.
我们的生命跟神完全不一样。
Our life is entirely different from God's life.
在神的创造里面，这人的堕落不是他本来的旨意。
In God's creation, God did not have any plan for
man to fall. 你可以看到在新耶路撒冷从天而降，圣洁没有瑕疵。
We see that the New Jerusalem, when it descended from God from heaven, it was blameless and spotless.
基本上讲起来救赎已经过去。
We have to say that redemption has already passed away.
人跟神之间有一个第二个问题。
And so now there is a second problem between man and God.
生命的问题。
It is the problem of life.
我们生命的本质根本就不一样。
The very origin of our life is different from His.
我今天讲一个非常重要一件事情。
So now let me speak of something very important.
神更重要的是赎我们生命的本质。
God wants to redeem the very origin, the very nature of our life.
所以在十字架上，主耶稣的肋旁流出了两样东西。
And so from the side of our Lord Jesus as he was on the cross, two different things flowed out.
一个是血，一个是水。
The one is blood and the other is water.
所以这个水代表了生命。
This life represents, this water represents life.
除了赎我们的罪行以外，神要赎我们这个人，我们的本性。
Other than redeeming us from our sinful deeds, He is also to redeem the very origin of our life.
所以我们今天我们在谈神旨意的时候，我们必须了解一件事情。
So when we speak of God's purpose, we need to speak of these two things.
在从这罗马书开始。
Starting from the book of Romans,
神花很多的时间来讲 我们生命的改变。
God spends a lot of time in speaking about the transformation of our life.
圣经里头1189章没有一个地方告诉你人可以被改造。
There is not one verse in the 1,890 chapters of the Bible that says that man can be changed.
教育讲改造，科学讲改造，文化讲改造，法律讲改造，神从来不谈改造。
Law and culture and philosophy, all these things speak of change. However, God never speaks of change.
圣经1189章没有任何一个经节告诉你我们人可以被改造。
There's not one verse in the Bible that says that man can be changed.
若有人在基督里，他就是一个新造的人。
If anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
旧事已过，一切成了新的。
The old has passed, all has become new.
所以今天我活着，不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活。
So today it is no longer I who lives, but Christ who lives in me.
因此，神这个工作，他从我们被救赎以后。神就开始这件事情。
And so after we are saved, God begins to do this work in us.
神开始做这件事的时候，就碰到一个问题。
When he begins to do this work, there is a problem.
罗马书七章十七节。
In Romans 7, verse 17.
我们看一下罗马书七章十七节。
Let's take a look at Romans chapter 7, verse 17.
所以很多人说，这个罗马书第六章是讲基督徒。
Oftentimes, we say that Romans chapter 6 speak of us Christians.
我们在死的心上与他联合，我们也在复活的心上与他联合。
We have been united with him in death as well as in his resurrection.
罗马书第八章讲基督徒。
And then in Romans 8, it speaks of Christians.
神要我们被谋成他儿子的形象，能够在这。勇士里头神要带许多的儿子进入荣耀。
We are to be molded into his image because he is to bring many sons into glory.
因为如此神要我们得儿子的名分。
And so for this reason we are to be called his sons.
所以罗马书第八章讲基督徒。
And so Romans 8 speaks of us Christians.
现在来到罗马书第七章。
But then Romans chapter 7.
很多人说罗马书第七章讲的是外邦人。
Oftentimes people say that Romans 7 speak of the Gentiles.
罗马书七章十七节他是这样讲，我也知道在我里头就是我肉体之中没有良善，因为立志为善由得我，只是行出来由不得我。
Romans 7:17 I also know that in my body there is no goodness in my flesh, no good dwells in me, for the willing is present in me, but sin which dwells in me.
所以我们说我已经得救了。
Yes, I am saved.
我已经跟基督同定十字架。
Yes, I have also been co-crucified with him.
保罗为什么还要说我肉体之中没有良善？
But now, why is it that Paul says that in my flesh there is no goodness?
这就牵涉到一件事情，我们很多的弟兄姊妹对这一点不了解。
But to many brothers and sisters, there is a point here that we do not understand.
我们来看一看什么叫新人，什么叫新造。
When we want to take a look at this new man or new creation.
所以我们说若有人在基督里他就是一个新造的人。
We say that if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation.
什么叫做新造的人?
What is this new man or new creation?
什么叫做旧造的人?
What is this old man, old creation?
我们先来看一下旧造。
So let's take a look at this old man first.
所以这个旧造保罗说已经与基督同死。
This old man, Paul says, has already died with Christ.
你仔细听保罗他所说的话。
So listen carefully to what Paul says.
我们那旧人与基督同定十字架。
The old man has already been crucified with Christ.
那个在十字架上与基督同死的是我们的旧人。
And so the one that is upon the cross with Christ that died with him is our old man.
这个人他也有灵。
Yes, this man has a spirit.
他有良心。
He has a conscience.
但是属灵的生命已经死亡。
However, the spiritual life is also ours.
创世纪的时候耶和华已经讲得很清楚。
And in the book of Genesis, our God has already spoken very clearly.
你吃分别善恶树的果子那一日必定死。
If you eat of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you will surely die.
所以亚当夏娃吃了分别善恶树。
And so yes, Adam and Eve ate of the fruit of the tree of knowledge of good and evil.
从肉体来看，亚当活到930岁。
And so, speaking strictly of the physical body, Adam lived until 930 years.
那无关紧要。
But it's very interesting.
Irrelevant.
Irrelevant.
为什么？
Why?
在神面前，亚当夏娃是死人。
Because in God's eyes, Adam and Eve had died.
所以主耶稣说，死人要听见神儿子的声音。
And so that is why God says that those who are dead needs to hear the voice of the Son of Man.
在以前我常常想主耶稣这句话是什么意思。
Oftentimes in the past I thought, what did this word mean?
死人要听见神儿子的声音。
Why is it that the dead need to hear the voice of the Son of God?
我想他是在讲到他再来的时候，那死人，我们弟兄姊妹要复活。
Perhaps it's at that time when he comes back that all who, of us who are dead in Christ, we will resurrect.
所以我们听见神儿子的声音。
So now we will hear the voice of the Son of God.
我们都错了。
But we are wrong.
主耶稣讲的死人到底是谁？
So here, those who are dead, who is Christ speaking of?
就是我。
It is us.
得救之前的旧人。
The old man before we are saved.
所以说我们在救人这件事，我们必须了解。
So in this matter of the old creation, we need to understand.
在救人里头，我们的属灵生命已经死亡。
In the old creation, our spiritual life is dead.
我们也有魂。
And we also have a soul.
魂两边跑。
And we're, our soul is running around.
我们往灵就是往体跑。
We run either to the spirit or we run to the flesh.
我们有一个最大的问题就是肉体。
And our greatest problem is the flesh.
保罗说，我的肉体中没有良善。
However, Paul says, in my flesh there is no good in me.
它是一个绝对的肯定句，没有良善。
It is an absolute statement that there is no good in me.
所以这个旧人里面有那邪恶的肉体。
And so in this old creation, there is that evil flesh.
有那两边跑的魂。
And there is that soul that is constantly running in these two directions.
有一个死亡的属灵的生命。
There is a dead spiritual life inside.
神怜悯我们还有良心。
And however God has shown us mercy, we still have a conscience.
就像我们这个胳膊，我们这个瘫痪。
Just like that, that robber on one side, on one shoulder.
我们这个
on one arm.
我们这个胳膊还在哈。
We still have one arm.
但是已经瘫痪。
However, it is useless.
它已经不能工作。
It cannot function.
我们的灵就是这样。
This is our spirit.
灵的，它那个灵还是在那里。
The spirit is still there.
因为神创造我们的时候吹了一口气，我们就有灵。
Because when God created man, He breathed into that man and he became a living spirit, a living soul.
但是属灵的生命已经死亡。
However, the spiritual life has already died.
就像我们的胳膊还在，可是胳膊已经没有功用。
Just like you have an arm, but your arm cannot function.
你该做的事情已经都没有办法做。
The things that you ought to do, you have no ability to do it.
所以这个是旧人。
This is the old creation.
保罗说，我的旧人与基督同钉十字架。
Paul says, "My old man has already been crucified with Christ on the cross."
所以这样看起来，什么是新人
？So now let's take a look at what is this new creation.
我们再来看这个新人。
Now let's take a look at the new man.
有关灵，我们都很清楚。
And now we're all very familiar with this.
所以圣灵内住，这里面给了我们永生。
Because of the indwelling of the Spirit, He has given us eternal life.
这个永生严格的来说就是基督的生命。
Strictly speaking, this new life is the life of Christ.
所以神救我们的时候从里面救起。
So when God saved us, He saved us starting from the inside.
我们里面已经有基督的生命。
From within, we already have the life of Christ.
圣经称它是永生。
And the Bible calls this eternal life.
所以这个地方我们这个新人里头有这个基督的生命。
And so in this new man, we already have the life of Christ.
还有一个两边跑的魂。
And there is a soul that's still running in two different directions.
我们现在来看这个体。
Now let's look at the body.
很多弟兄姊妹 不了解这一点。
Many brothers and sisters don't understand this point.
我们的肉体还是一样的邪恶。
Our body is still evil and corrupt.
这就是为什么很多弟兄姊妹他们很痛苦。
And that is why many brothers and sisters are still in suffering.
他说我已经得救。
They say that I am already saved.
为什么这些罪我认罪了再认罪，悔改了再悔改，我永远改不了。
I am constantly repenting and confessing of my sins, and yet I cannot change.
就是以前我们聚会有一次弟兄聚会，这弟兄问这个问题。
And so one time in our gathering, a brother did ask this question.
为什么
？Why？
因为我们的肉体还是一样的邪恶。
Because our body is still evil.
因为这个关系，所以到罗马书第八章，保罗必须说，体贴圣灵的，就是生命与平安。
And so,
体贴肉体的就是死。
And so that is why Paul in Romans says that those who listen to the spirit are, is spirit, and those that listen to the body or to the flesh is dead.
所以那个两边跑的魂。
And so the soul which runs in two different directions,
体贴里头的圣灵，我们就有生命。
If you listen to the spirit, who the, where the Holy Spirit lives, there you will have peace.
我们体贴肉体的时候，
But if you listen to the flesh,
我们可以跟世人一样的邪恶。
That we can be just as evil as the people in the world.
这个是新人。
This is a new creation.
罗马书第七章绝对不是写给外邦人。
Romans chapter 7 is not written to the Gentiles.
罗马书第七章是写给所有圣徒。
Romans chapter 7 is written to all who are saints.
立志为善由得我，行出来由不得我。
That yes, the willingness to do what is right, what is good, is not in me, but what I do is not the what I want to do.
所以我们总结来讲，这个新人里头有基督的生命。
So yes, this new creation has the life of Christ.
有个两边跑的魂。
And a soul which is running in two directions.
它有一个邪恶的肉体。
And also has an evil flesh.
所以里面基督的生命。
And yet within there is the life of Christ.
所以这个有关这一个基督的生命，保罗在哥林多后书第七章他这么讲。
And so regarding this, what does Paul say in 2 Corinthians?
哥林多后书四章第七节，他这么讲：我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里，要显明这莫大的能力是出于神，不是出于我们。
In 2 Corinthians 4 verse 7, it says, But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, so that the surpassing greatness of the power will be of God and not from ourselves.
我们必须从圣经里头不同的角度来看我们里面基督的生命。
And so we can use the Bible to look at the life of Christ within us from different perspectives.
所以保罗说它是一个宝贝。
And so Paul says that this is a treasure within us.
所以这个宝贝有莫大的能力，是出于神。
And this treasure is the surpassing greatness of the power of God.
所以在这个宝贝放在我们这个瓦器里面。
Now that this treasure is placed in us who are earthen vessels.
这个宝贝就是基督的生命。
And this treasure is the life of Christ.
哥罗西书第二章第九节。
In Colossians 2 verse 9.
哥罗西书二章节他这么说，因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
It says that for in him all the fullness of deity dwells in bodily form.
非常非常宝贵的一个经节。
This is a very precious verse.
神本性一切的丰盛，全丰全足的神，他有形有体的居住在我们里面。
This almighty, omniscient, and all-powerful God, He dwells in bodily form in Him.
他是一个全丰全足的生命。
He is an omniscient, all-powerful life.
什么意思？
What does that mean?
除了他以外，你不再需要什么。
Apart from Him, you don't have any other need.
所以有些弟兄姊妹他说，我今天又犯罪。
So some brothers and sisters said, today I sinned again.
今天又跟妻子吵架。
Today I fought with my spouse.
所以我们就祷告。
And so we pray.
主啊，你赐给我一个不吵架的性格。
Lord, give me a character that will not fight.
这个不计较的性格。
Of a character that will not strive.
为跟我的妻子吵得脸红脖子粗啊。
So that I won't fight until my face is all red.
杯盘满天飞。
And then I'm just everywhere.
所以我们就求主给我一个这种性格不吵架的性格。
So we ask the Lord to give us this kind of personality, one that will not fight.
心是对的。
The heart, the desire is right.
真理是错。
But the truth is wrong.
我没有什么再需要的。
We don't really have any other need.
基督那全丰全足的生命已经有形有体的在基督里面赐给了我们。
The Almighty, Omniscient, All-Powerful God has already been given to us through Christ.
你所需要的就只是这个宝贝。
All that you really need is this treasure.
所以在哥林多后书四章我们刚刚所读的这一个经节保罗说到这个宝贝的时候他底下就继续讲
And so in 2 Corinthians when we spoke of this treasure Paul continues on to say
非常宝贵一位弟兄
This very precious brother
他真正认识什么叫做宝贝
He really understood what is treasure
他也真正认识我们的肉体有多么邪恶
And he also understood how evil our flesh is.
他完全知道我们基督徒看着想着做的事情跟世人一样我们跟世人一样的邪恶
That oftentimes we are just as evil as the people of the world in what we see, what we think, what we do.
如果我们把这些事来看的时候我们就知道保罗他在说什么
And so when we take a look at these things, we all understand what Paul is trying to say.
所以更多后书第四章第十节跟十一节
In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 10 and 11.
如果不是因为我们刚刚所讲的这些事，哥林多后书四章十节、十一节就没有存在的价值。
If we don't have all these things we just said, then verse 10 and 11 won't have that value for us.
哥林多后书四章第十节、十一节，保罗他这么说：“他说我身上常带着耶稣的死，使耶稣的生也显明在我们身上。”因为我们这活着人是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们必死的身上显明出来。
He says, always carrying about in the body the dying of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body.
所以，当我们来思想有关第二座高山。
So as we think about the second great and mighty mountain.
所以，当耶和华把摩西带到毗斯加山顶的时候
When God brought Moses up to the top of Pisgah
他启示迦南一切的丰富
He revealed to him all the abundance of Canaan
在迦南里所有这一切神在他的勇士里他让我们得着
All of the abundance that in eternity he wants us to gain
但是当我们还在地上的时候
Yet while we are still on earth
我们必须认识一件事情
We need to come to understand.
就是保罗这里所说的，我身上常带着耶稣的死。
That of what Paul is saying here, that I often am carrying about the death of our Lord Jesus.
因为我带着这个死，所以他的生在我身上就会显出来。
Because I am carrying about the dying of Jesus, it is so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in my body.
保罗知道我们不相信。
Paul knows that we do not believe.
保罗再说一遍。
So Paul says it again.
十一节他说：“是常为耶稣被交于死地，使耶稣的生在我们这必死的身上显明出来。”
For we who live are constantly being delivered over to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus also may be manifested.
这十节十一节完全是一件事情。
So verse 10 and 11 is all the same matter.
保罗讲两遍。
Paul says it twice.
为什么讲两遍
？Why does he say it a second time？
非常的重要
Because it's very important.
这件事情我们就必须来看神在今天为了要让我们进入那迦南美地
So in this matter, it is because God wants us to enter into the land of Canaan.
不但我们在毗斯加山顶我们可以看到迦南的美地
At the top of Mount Pisgah, we can see all the abundance of Canaan.
神要我们进入
God wants us to enter in.
这里有一个问题。
However, there's a problem.
我们有一个邪恶的肉体。
We have this evil flesh.
有一个基督的生命。
And at the same time, the life of Christ.
因此这里有一个工作。
And so here there is a work.
这是哥林多后书四章十节十一节所讲。
And this is what 2 Corinthians 4, 10 and 11 speaks of.
我们必须带着基督的死。
We need to carry the dying of Christ.
你才能带进基督的生。
Can you also bring in the life of Christ?
所以我们换个歌罗马书第八章的讲话。
And so if you change it to the words of Romans chapter 8,
罗马书第八章保罗这么讲。
In Romans chapter 8, Paul says,
在基督徒身上有两个律。
That there are two laws in a Christian.
一个是是生命圣灵的律。
One is the law of the spirit of life.
一个是罪与死的律。
And the other is the law of sin.
当我们基督徒体贴圣灵。
However, when you listen to the spirit,
那是生命圣灵的律。就在那里善性循环。
The law of the spirit of life can constantly work.
当我们基督徒体贴肉体。
However, as a Christian, when you listen to the flesh,
那罪与死的律就在我们身上恶性循环。
Then the law of sin will cause you to commit deeds that lead to death.
所以你看到这里面跟保罗这里所讲完全跟你说后书完全是一件事情。
And so here what he's speaking of in 2 Corinthians is all the same thing.
但是保罗看到这件事情的时候他里头充满了希望。
Yet when Paul says this and speaks of this, he's full of hope.
我们因信称义，神要带我们成圣的荣耀。
And so through justification by faith, we are to be sanctified and glorified.
所以罗马书第八章他告诉我们，神要我们得儿子的名分。
In Romans chapter 8, he tells us that we are to be sons, have sonship.
那迦南美地是我们的。
And that the land of Canaan is ours.
问题是我们。怎么的去实行的
The problem is how we are to live this out.
所以这里我们看到神在基督徒身上的工作。
And so here we see God's work upon us as Christians.
如果神在勇士里在启示录二十一章
If God in Revelation 21 in eternity,
我们要看见一个圣洁没有瑕疵的羔羊的心腹。
We want to see the bride, the new Jerusalem, the one that is blameless and spotless.
我们不能眼高手低，我们不能靠我们自己的力量。
We cannot use our own strength.
太多的时候，我们靠自己的力量。
Too often we use our own strength.
所以我们在这里讲到这有些弟兄姊妹，他说这个罪，我认了再认，悔了又悔，改了又改。
And so that is why some saints say that I have repented and repented, confessed and confessed.
这个罪从来没有离开我。
However, the sin still does not leave me.
这个是神他要做的工作。
This is the work that God is to do.
这件问题我们基督徒必须对付这件事。
These are problems that as Christians we must face.
这是迦南美地的意象。
This is the revelation of the land of Canaan.
这是第二座高山。
This is the second mountain.
毗湿加山顶那个意象。
This is a revelation given at the top of Mount Pisgah.
以色列人是一片的失败。
And we see that the Israelites, they were just failures.
四十年的岁月漂流旷野。
They wandered in the wilderness for 40 years.
当神启示的时候，神启示迦南美。
When God gave the revelation, He gave the revelation of the land of Canaan.
面对他这些在这些旷野漂流的四十年的子民。
And when he was facing these people who wandered in the wilderness for 40 years,
神启示迦南美。
God revealed the land of Canaan.
今天基督徒我们有同样的问题。
Today as Christians we have the same problem.
我们有这一个基督的生命跟这一个邪恶肉体之间征战的问题。
We have this conflict or this war between the life of Christ as well as the life that is full of sin and death.
所以保罗他就在加拉太书他这么讲。
So that is why Paul in the book of Galatians says.
所以他在加拉太书他这么讲。
In the book of Galatians he says.
我们从圣灵入门。
And that we do enter in through faith.
By spirit.
By the spirit.
难道我们靠肉体成全吗
？And yet you want to accomplish it through the flesh?
保罗意思是说，今天我们是一群人。
Paul does say that yes, as a group of people,
靠着圣灵入门。
That we enter in through the Spirit.
我们不能再靠肉体成全。
But you cannot accomplish it through the flesh.
所以这是神要做的工作。
And this is the work that God is to do.
我们现在来看两个经节，神怎么做这件事情。
Now let's take a look at two verses of how God is to do this.
我们请看马可福音十四章。
Let's take a look at Mark chapter 14.
第三节。
Verse 3.
马可福音十四章第三节，他这么讲：耶稣在伯大尼长大麻风的西门家里坐席的时候，有一个女人拿着一瓶至贵的真拿达香膏来打破一瓶，把膏浇在耶稣的头上。
Mark 14 verse 3, while he was in Bethany at the home of Simon the leper and reclining at the table, there came a woman with an alabaster vial of very costly perfume of pure nard, and she broke the vial and poured it over his head.
所以这个地方主耶稣在用这件事情，主耶稣来启示。
Here the Lord Jesus is using this situation to reveal to us.
这个女人被感动的时候，他把这玉瓶打破。
This woman, when she was moved, she broke her alabaster vial.
把这香膏浇在主耶稣的头上。
And she poured this perfume over the head of the Lord.
我们人是器皿。
We as people, we are this vessel.
我们基督徒就是那个玉瓶。
As Christians, we are that jar, the alabaster jar.
我们外面那邪恶的肉体。
That outward, evil flesh.
那玉瓶必须被打破。
And that flesh, that jar must be broken.
香膏才能够出来。
Then the perfume can come out.
所以你看哥林多后书四章七节，保罗他刚刚所讲的话。
And so that is why when we look at 2 Corinthians 4, when we see what he says.
他说我们有这宝贝放在瓦器里。
In verse 7, we have this treasure in earthen vessels.
所以他讲到这里面有基督得胜的生命。
Here within there is the overcoming life of Christ.
问题在于那个玉瓶。
The problem is in this jar, this vial.
弟兄姊妹，我们的问题在于那个玉瓶。
Our problem is also in this alabaster jar.
在于我们这刚硬的肉体。
It has to do with this very stubborn jar, flesh.
这肉体在太多的时候，我们看的是想的事情，做的事情。跟外邦人没有差别。
Oftentimes, this jar has no difference from the people of this world.
弟兄姊妹，玉瓶必须被打碎。
The alabaster jar must be broken.
出来的是什么？
And then what comes out?
里面出来的就是那宝贝。
What comes out is the treasure.
弟兄姊妹，神没有亏待我们。
God, He has not shortchanged us.
迦南美地是我们的。
Yes, the land of Canaan is ours.
我们所需要的一切在全丰全足的神，全知全能的神已经赐给我们。
All that we need has already been given to us by the Almighty, Omniscient, and Omnipresent God.
所以现在只剩下一个问题。
And so here the last issue or problem.
我们怎么打破这个玉瓶？
How are we to break this alabaster jar?
很多弟兄姊妹在想到这件事情的时候，有太多的见证。
And so when I think of this, there are too many testimonies of what brothers and sisters have shared.
我们再看怎么来做，我们看马太福音十六章。
And so how are we to do it? Let's take a look at Matthew chapter 16.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew chapter 16 verse 24.
马太福音十六章二十四节。
Matthew 16:24
讲到一个非常重要的一件事情。
It tells us of something very important.
也是被我们基督徒最常忽略的一个经节。
And often a verse that Christians neglect.
最常误解的一个经节。
And often one that we misunderstand.
十六章二十四节，主耶稣说：“耶稣对门徒说，若有人要跟从我，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。”
Matthew 16:24 says, "And Jesus said to his disciples, 'If anyone wishes to come after me, he must deny himself and take up his cross and follow me.'"
主耶稣在这个地方启示十字架。
Here, the Lord Jesus is revealing to us the cross.
十字架是我们弟兄姊妹最误解的一个地方。
The cross is something that Christians really misunderstand.
什么是十字架？
What is the cross?
啊，所以我们弟兄说，我那个妻子。他就是我的十字架。
As brothers, sometimes we say, "Oh, my wife, she is my cross."
我什么事都没有问题。
I have no problems.
工作、在学校、在都没问题。我的十字架是我的妻子。
It's like I have no problems. I have no problems at work or at school. My problem is my wife. She is my cross.
所以姊妹说，讲都不想讲，我的十字架 就是这个我那个弟兄。
And then there are some wives, they say, well, it's difficult to say, but my cross is also my husband.
要不是他的话，我属灵都不知道长进到哪里去了。
If it were not for him spiritually, I would grow so much.
所以我们的十字架都指向人。
And so our crosses, we often point our fingers at others.
那个老板是我的十字架。
That boss, he's my cross. 哎呀，
说也不想说，如果他不是那个样子的话，我今天不知道已经发展了多少产品。
Yeah, it's difficult for me to say, but if it were not for my boss, then I would have been able to produce so much.
我们在教会也是一样。
And it's the same in the church.
说的不好听，要不是那位弟兄，要不是那位姊妹，我就早不知道长进到哪里去了。
It sounds so terrible, but if it were not for that brother or that sister, then I would grow so much.
所以我们的十字架就指向所有我们身边的人。
And so when we speak of the cross, we're always pointing our fingers at the people around us.
不管在工作、在学校、在家里、在教会，我们就指向所有我们看得到的。
Whether it's at home, whether it's at work or at school or at church, we're always pointing our fingers.
我们从来没有想我们的主他在说什么。
But we've never really taken time to consider what our Lord is saying.
什么叫十字架？
What does it mean to take up your cross?
有两个字。
There's two words.
是哪两个字？
What are these two words?
舍己。
It is to deny himself.
所以这个十字架的箭头必须转回来。
And so the fingers need to be turned around.
我们的问题，那个十字架就是我们自己。
That problem, that cross, is not others but ourselves.
就是在那个新人里面。
It needs to be in the new creation.
在那个新造里面。
In that new man, new creation.
我们做事情、想事情，我们所作所为跟旧人没有两样。
All that we do and say needs to be completely separate from the old.
你仔细想一想，当我们体贴肉体的时候。
Think about it carefully. When you listen to the flesh,
跟旧人没有多大的差别。
This not much different from the old creation.
因为圣灵被摆到地下室去了。
It is now that you put the Holy Spirit into the basement.
剩下的只有那邪恶的肉体跟两边跑的那个魂。
And now what's remaining is the evil flesh and then the soul that's running in two different directions.
所以今天我们在很多的这基督徒的见证里头。
And so today in many of the testimonies of believers.
常常在讲到我们今天的十字架是我们怎么舍己。
Oftentimes we talk about in our cross, it means how we are denying ourselves.
所以也就是说我们这个人必须在这个光里头我们来对付我们那邪恶的肉体。
That as a person beneath his light, how we are dealing with the flesh.
保罗在这罗马书第一章走到第八章。
Paul in Romans all the way from chapter 1 through 8.
他从我们这因信称义成圣都讲了。
He has talked about our justification by faith, our sanctification, glorification.
现在我们来到这个问题的面前，我们怎样得儿子的名分？
Now we come to this question of how we are to receive sonship.
这里面一个问题是，我们怎么处理我们这个新人？
And so now the problem is how we are to take to have this new man.
在这地方。罗马书第八章就告诉你就一条路。
And so in Romans chapter 8, it tells us there is but one road.
体贴圣灵的就是生命与平安。
If you listen to the Spirit, then it is life and peace.
有个姊妹她说她以前得救以前。
There is a sister who said before she was saved.
跟丈夫吵架她永远都过不了。
That she could never overcome this issue of arguing with her husband.
如果我得救以后我体贴肉体。
If after I am saved and I listen to the flesh.
我们吵架跟我们得救前没有差别。
Then when we argue, there is no difference than before I was saved.
但是如果在这要吵架的时候，我们真能够体贴圣灵。
But in my argument, if I can truly listen to the Spirit,
当你体贴圣灵的时候
，But when we do listen to the Spirit,
有一个律就在那里运行。
Then there is this law that is in effect.
用的什么叫做律
？What is a law？
什么叫律
？What is a law？
这个叫律啊。
This is a law right here, demonstration.
这个叫做什么律？
What kind of law is this?
力学第二定律。
It's the law of gravity.
动者恒动。
What is in set in motion?
静者恒
静。Will continue in motion.
牛顿第二定律。
Newton's second law.
这牛顿第二定律跟哥白尼建造的这个天文学。
And also,
regarding the sky.
And this is the law that has to do with just gravity, but. Scientific laws that has to do with the Earth's rotation.
所以这个地方我们看到有一件事情。
And so here we see.
保罗他在这个地方他讲非常重要一件事情。
That Paul is speaking of something very important.
基督徒每天的生活。
That as Christians in our daily life.
你必须了解有一个是生命圣灵的律在那里转。
You need to know that there is a law of spirit and life that is constantly
in effect.
And there is also the law of sin and death that is also constantly in effect.
神要给你的工具全丰全足都是给你。
God wants to give you a tool and he is an almighty, omniscient, all-powerful one.
问题只在什么地方?
So where is the problem?
我们怎么去做的问题?
How we are to continue in this?
所以这个地方这个舍己非常的重要。
And so the practicality of this is very important.
所以这一点我们来看这件事情的时候，我想讲一下有关在这段时间我们交通了不少。
And so in denying himself, this is very important. And in this fellowship, we have had a lot of sharing on it.
我们讲到神的复兴。
We have spoken of how God wants to revive.
讲到神在我们做父母亲，做我们在弟兄姊妹身上的复兴。
And God wants to revive us as parents and as brothers and sisters.
我们讲到我们的儿女。
And we have spoken about our children.
我们已经在这几次的交通里面弟兄们一再一再的强调这件事情。
And our brothers have emphasized this over and over in their sharings.
我们渴望神的复兴。
And we do desire after him to revive us.
我们不希望教会荒凉。
We do not want the church to be in a desolate state.
两千年来。
After 2000 years.
教会如果会荒凉。
If the church is in desolation.
教会如果会出问题。
If the church has problems.
迫害从来不是问题。
And then destruction will be a problem.
Persecution
will be
is not the problem. 迫害从来没有打扰基督徒。
Persecution has not given difficulties to Christians.
所以罗马帝国迫害基督徒迫害三百年。
The Roman Empire persecuted Christians for 300 years.
多少的弟兄姊妹被送进这个竞技场，还有狮子的口中。
Many Christians they were sent into the Colosseum and they were sent to be eaten by lions.
三百年后。
After 300 years.
君士坦丁他这么说。
Constantinople he said.
信了耶稣，他的母亲先信了耶稣。
Constantine's mother first believed in Christ.
然后君士坦丁信了耶稣。
And then Constantine also believed in Christ,
他说,
Jesus.
从此我们罗马帝国的正统信仰是基督的信仰。
And then he made the state religion to be Christianity.
只三百年。
It was 300 years.
迫害从来没有打倒基督徒。
Persecution has not deterred Christians.
多少的弟兄姊妹到非洲去传福音。
Many Christians have gone to Africa to share the gospel.
在非洲那些蛮荒的民族来讲，对这传道人的迫害非常的厉害。
However, the Africans, they have been greatly persecuted by the missionaries.
非洲在1900年以前只有 3% 的基督徒。
And so before the 1900s, there were only 3% Christians in Africa.
今天非洲 50% 的基督徒。
Today there are about 50% Christians in Africa.
迫害从来没有打倒基督徒。
Persecution has never deterred Christians.
迫害来到。
When persecution comes,
基督徒就扩展。
Then Christians spread.
在耶路撒冷，仗着犹太教的迫害。
Now in Jerusalem, because of the persecution of Judaism,
福音就传出去了。
The gospel was spread.
保罗他就这样的传。
And Paul, this is how Paul spread the gospel.
保罗的时候，福音已经传到罗马。
During the time of Paul, the gospel had already been spread to Rome.
传遍了小亚细亚那个地方。
And all of Asia Minor.
你可以看到 在小亚细亚那里，小亚细亚那个地方非常有趣。
And in all of Asia Minor, we do find that area very interesting.
所以你在圣经里面看到这样许多的教会，小亚细亚上面那些教会。
You can see many of the churches in the Asia Minor map.
事实上是一片非常荒芜的地方。
Actually, it is a place of great desolation.
所以事实上只有一小片地方，那个地方非常的回沃。
And there was only one small area that was very lively.
西元六十几年。
But after 60-some years,
保罗已经传遍那个地方。
Paul has already gone throughout that entire region.
已经传到罗马。
Already shared the gospel to Rome.
迫害从来没有打倒基督徒。
So persecution has never really deterred Christians.
弟兄姊妹，到底什么打倒基督徒？
So what exactly does bother Christians?
弟兄姊妹，是我们自己的问题。
It is our own problem.
如果我们自己出问题，
If we ourselves have a problem,
教会就会荒凉。
Then the church will be in desolation.
教会的荒凉跟我们对主的话认识有多少很有关系。
So the condition of desolation in the church has much to do with how much we know God's word.
所以主耶稣他就这么讲。
And so that is why our Lord Jesus says,
主耶稣要的是有见识忠心的仆人。
What he wants is a good and faithful servant.
所以主耶稣强调有见识忠心的仆人。
And so that is why he emphasizes the good and faithful servant.
所以有关这个有见识。
So regarding being good,
这个字不好翻。
It's difficult to translate.
但事实上，这英文版把它翻成 prudent， 就是精明。
That in English, another translation is the word prudent.
但是它真正的意思，那个精明是什么意思？
But what does it really mean to be prudent?
它那个精明是真知，它那个这个有见识，有见识那个字翻成精明，还不是它本来最精确的翻译。
And so the most accurate is not just being good or prudent.
它那个见识最主要原来意思是真知识。
But that it is that it is A true knowledge.
对神话语真正的认识。
Those who truly know God's word.
对神真正的认识。
Those who have true knowledge of His word.
神要我们做一个有见识、忠心良善的仆人。
He wants us to be a good, faithful, prudent, knowledgeable servant.
所以我们今天当我们来看神高山的启示。
So today as we look at the revelation from the mountains.
在地上来讲，神已经启示迦南美地。
On earth, God has already revealed to us the land of Canaan.
我们得救的时候，迦南美地已经在我们前面。
When we were saved, the land of Canaan is already before us.
在勇士里面。
In eternity.
在勇士里面，在启示录二十一章，主已经告诉我们，由天而降的新耶路撒冷。
In Revelation 21, that God has already revealed to us there will be a new Jerusalem.
所以不管我们从神对基督徒勇士的计划来讲。
So to Christians, whether it has to do with God's eternal plan,
或者是神对我们基督徒在地上他的计划来讲。
Or his plan here on earth,
神都已经预备好。
God has already made provisions and preparation.
剩下一个问题是我们必须有启示。
And so the last issue is that we must have revelation.
对于这神永远的心意，我们从这三座高山，我们看得到神他心里最深的思想。
From these three revelations from the mountains, we see the deepest thoughts of God.
人在神的眼中这么的宝贵。
Man is so precious in the sight of God.
我们从旧约到新约，我们看到一件事情，神就做这件事情。
And from the Old to the New Testament, we see that God is at doing this work.
神就朝着这个目标走。
He is walking in this direction.
西乃山他开始这个工作。
This work that he has begun at Mount Sinai.
迦南美地他继续这个工作。
And he is continuing this work in the land of Canaan.
神从头到尾他就是在做事的神。
He is the God who is working from the beginning to the very end.
他愿意他的启示让我们人都知道。
And he wants us to know his revelation.
非常奇妙一件事情。
And it's very amazing.
在旧约里面
In the Old Testament
如果一个人认识什么是祭坛，
If a person understands what the altar is，
如果一个人认识什么是会幕，
And if a person understands what is a tabernacle，
如果一个人认识什么是圣殿，
And if somebody understands what is a temple，
如果一个人认识圣殿跟会幕里头那个约柜，
And if someone understands the Ark of the Covenant within the tabernacle and
the temple, 只要有一个人认识祭坛、会幕、圣殿、约柜，
And if somebody understands the altar, the tabernacle, the temple, as well as the Ark of the Covenant,
神就兴起这个人。
God would revive that person.
从来没有改变。
It has never changed.
大卫珍惜那个约柜。
And David treasured the Ark.
神就兴起他。
And so God revived him.
撒母耳重视那个约柜。
Samuel paid great attention to the ark.
神就兴起他。
God revived him.
从来没有改变。
It has never changed.
大卫是这样，摩西也是一样。
It was the same for David and Moses.
亚伯拉罕他建的那个跟神之间的祭坛。
And Abraham, through that altar that he established between him and God.
圣经第一次记载他几岁。
The first time the Bible recorded how old he was.
他那时候几岁啊?
How old was he at that time?
75岁。
He was 75 years old.
在那之前，神从来没有记载亚伯兰的年龄。
Before that, God never recorded down his age.
他重视祭坛的时候，神就纪念他的日子。
However, when he paid attention to that altar, God remembered his age.
圣经就记载亚伯拉罕75岁。
And so the Bible recorded down that he was 75 years old.
弟兄姊妹，我们今天讲启示的问题。
So brothers and sisters, today when we speak of revelation,
我们讲启示不是一个虚无缥缈的东西。
When we speak of revelation, it is not something very mystical.
很多弟兄姊妹谈启示。
A lot of us, we speak of revelation.
很多弟兄姊妹怕谈启示录。
And then there are many who are afraid of speaking of the book of revelation.
因为我们认为启示录虚无缥缈。
Because we think the book of revelation is so difficult to understand, mystical.
它高不可及。
And it's too high and lofty.
但是我告诉你一件事情。
But let me tell you something.
神他要预备的新耶路撒冷。
God, as he is preparing the new Jerusalem.
迦南美地。
The land of Canaan.
你所需要的工具全给我们。
All the tools you need, he has already made provision for you.
所以你看到这件事情，重要的是我们要有启示。
And so what is important is that we need revelation.
虽然说我们今天早晨的交通，我们有一个得着。
So today I hope that through this morning sharing that you have gained.
弟兄姊妹，我们必须活在启示里面。
Brothers and sisters, we need to live in revelation.
我们将来我们属灵的成长。
And so our future progress in our spiritual lives.
我们在属灵上的服事。
And our spiritual service.
我们的家庭。
Our families.
跟这启示有绝对的关系。
Have much to do with our revelation.
如果我们父母亲有启示。
If our parents have revelation.
就能把孩子带进启示。
Then you can bring the children into revelation.
我们今天希望他们不要磨成世界的样式。
Today we hope that they would not be molded into the image of this world.
如果我们今天跟世界没有两样。
If today we are no different from this world.
你能希望我们的孩子不被磨成世界的样式。
And you hope that your children would not be molded into the image of this world.
我们需要从我们父母亲先做起。
We need to start from us as parents.
我们如果不重视启示。
If you do not emphasize revelation,
我们如果不重视神在迦南美地要做的工作，
If you do not emphasize the work that God wants to do in the land of Canaan,
我们父母亲自己不敬畏神，
And as parents, you yourself, you do not fear God,
我们要求我们的孩子要敬畏神，
And you require your children to fear God,
我们自己不在这个是生命圣灵的律打转，
And you are not living in the effect of the law of the spirit of life in the spirit.
我们希望的孩子在是生命圣灵的律打转，
And you want your children to live under the law of the spirit of life.
艰难重重，
Then it will be very difficult.
我们的问题比孩子的问题还大，
Then our problem is greater than the problem of the children.
我们如果自己能够进入是生命圣灵的律里头。
If we ourselves can enter into the law of spirit of life,
我们如果我们自己先能够敬畏神。
If we ourselves can first fear God,
孩子的工作。
Then the children's work,
留给神自己做。
You can leave it to God to do himself.
神要做的时候就少掉很多麻烦。
Then when God needs to do it, it will be much less hassle.
愿神来祝福我们。希望说今天早晨我们的教宗就在讲到我们需要有启示。
We do pray that the Lord would bless us, that we would all know that we need revelation.
在新耶路撒冷的启示里面。
That in the revelation of the New Jerusalem,
第三座山。
That there is a third mountain.
披斯加山顶的启示里面。
That in the revelation at the top of Mount Pisgah.
那迦南美地，那第二座山。
And then there is Canaan in the second mountain.
愿神来祝福我们。
May the Lord bless us.
在这些实际里面。
That we will be in this reality.
我们一起有点祷告。
Shall we bow for a word of prayer?
父神，我们感谢你的恩典。
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在早上，我们弟兄姊妹能够有这样的交通。
That as brothers and sisters, we may have this fellowship today.
我们把自己跟同伴都仰望在主的手中。
We place ourselves and our companions together in your hands.
是你启示那羔羊的心腹，那新耶路撒冷。
Yes, you have revealed to us the bride of the Lamb, the New Jerusalem.
圣洁没有瑕疵。
And she is holy and blameless.
你启示那迦南美地。
And you do reveal to us the land of Canaan.
是你所赐给我们是何等的基业。
And all that you have given to us is such an inheritance.
主，我们把我们跟同伴都仰望在你的手中。
So we place ourselves and our companions into your hand.
让我们真活出一个有启示的人。
May we live out a life that is full of revelation.
愿我们真的是把我们的肉体置于死地。
May we truly place our flesh into death.
里面这宝贝才能够出来。
So that this treasure may come out.
愿你能够破碎我们这个人。
Do break us this as a person.
愿你在我们身上能够自由地制作我们。
May you freely do your work in us.
让里面的宝贝真能够彰显出来。
So that the treasure may freely come out.
我们所到之处能够彰显基督的馨香。
So that we may now exhibit the fragrance of Christ.
不管在复活的人身上，灭亡的人身上，我们总有基督的形象。
So that whether it is people who are also in Christ or those who are facing death, that they may come and smell and have the and sense the fragrance of Christ from us.
愿你来怜悯我们。
Show mercy to us.
带领我们。
And lead us.
我们知道你的旨意在我们当中必要丰丰满满的成就。
We know that your will be accomplished in us.
人会失败，会软弱。
Yes, man will fail and have weakness.
但是我们有一个得胜的生命。
But we have an overcoming life.
愿你的旨意丰丰满满在每个人每个家，在教会中成就。
May your will be accomplished in every single person, every family.
祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this in Jesus' most holy name. Amen. Amen.